And if you can go right now to hearnow.org, we've posted a video there that we're going to play in full now. If you can't go, imagine Anthony McGill, the young principal clarinetist for the New York Philharmonic, in fact, the only black principal player in that orchestra, standing in his living room playing this. And as the emptiness where that last note should be hangs in the air, Anthony drops to his knees, holds his clarinet behind his back like handcuffs, and tilts his head as if in prayer. Anthony McGill posted his version of America the Beautiful with the hashtag #TakeTwoKnees, asking other classical performers to do the same thing. Anthony McGill joins us from New York. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So what were you feeling that propelled you to this performance?
With the COVID crisis and the fears surrounding that, the worry of when I was going to play my next note with any performance, and just being tired of this sort of injustice happening in the world, all of it just compiled into one morning where I couldn't sleep, and the rest of that day was spent trying to figure out how I was going to say what I needed to say to just help myself get through the next few days.
You picked America the Beautiful, your wife's idea, about 37 seconds in, right when the word America, you hit a minor key note, the first of several.
Yeah, so sometimes when people protest, people think you don't love your country, somehow don't love America the Beautiful. And so it was really important that I played that song, and I was playing it, and I was hearing the words of the song in my head, America the Beautiful, and From Sea to Shining Sea. And I realized that I needed a demonstration of what we can do to actually improve things, because sometimes we go off from that major key into a minor key where we need to kind of fix something and look in the mirror and say, you know what, this is not right. Going into that minor key represents that it's not always as beautiful as we think it is. It's beautiful because we can actually say what's wrong with our country and what we need to work on. That's why I went into that minor key in that note and finished out with some doubt, with some questioning sounds in my instrument, because there's pain going on and there are people that are feeling things that we need to address.
Huh. So when you don't play the final note, that's a question mark.
That is. From C to shining C. But if it's not beautiful for everyone, it's not beautiful from sea to shining sea.
And the two knees, take two knees, the hashtag, you dropped to two knees. It evoked certainly Colin Kaepernick, but he went to one knee. You took me further to slaves lined up or protesters refusing to react to, I don't know, fire hoses or dogs sicked on them. It seemed epic. What were you thinking?
Initially, I was trying to say that we've tried to take one knee and it's not enough. But then after I did it, I realized all of the meaning behind it as well. If you want to see praying for change, then that's great. If you want to look at that message and see this is really painful. This is a black man going down to his knees and putting his arms and his instrument behind his back, saying, take me, arrest me. And in a way, as I was doing it, it felt like surrender. Hmm. We surrender to like the hope that everyone will come together on this issue and try to fix it and try to make things better. We kneel because we have tried so hard that it's hard to stand. I don't think there's a wrong way to look at it.
Hmm. Well, then the response, and we'll post videos at hearnow.org. You have violinist and the Berlin Philharmonic's Noah Bendix Bagley, trumpeter Billy Hunter, trombonist Weston Sprott, dancers from Alvin Ailey, tenor Lawrence Brownlee, singing a spiritual.
There's a man going round taking names. He has taken my brother's name, and it's left my heart in pain. There's a man going round taking names.
I watched them all. What it said to me is that lots of people are feeling the same way, and wanting to say something, to stand up, to kneel down, to stand up. Let me use my voice as a musician, as an artist, as a dancer, to actually express that I agree with the fact that Black lives do matter. Mm. You know, I was very emotional, and I still am when I see these videos, because I think there's a connection there to the wider world as well. I saw amateurs, I saw students, there were 75 students from different places around the country did a beautiful tribute to Take Two Knees. I've seen amateurs say, this is the first time I'm taking out my instrument in 20 years, and yet I want to stand with you.
Well, let's speak to that. Listen to you. And as you know, classical musicians are told, I can remember when, after Kent State in 70, the choir director at our school had the choir do Randall Thompson's Peaceable Kingdom. And he said to everybody, this is our response to violence. Those are Leonard Bernstein's words, right? The idea that classical musicians are not supposed to speak. You're supposed to speak through the music.
Yeah, I think in a way, the nature of our field is that we work in silence. So we're not used to talking about things publicly. And I actually agree with that statement. Our power is in our music. But couple that with our words and our actions, and I think it's even more powerful.
Hmm. You know, there are few people of color in classical music. I remember at a time the audition switched to blind auditions behind screens in case there was a bias.
Oftentimes orchestras have rounds behind a screen for just one of the rounds, but auditions aren't screened all the way through except for all of the Metropolitan Opera auditions. And that orchestra is fairly diverse compared to other orchestras. So I think people can start there, and beyond that, it's about giving everyone equal opportunity and equal access to music education and behind the scenes of the concert halls. So there is an issue here of representation and understanding that there needs to be a reason why orchestras and the life of musicians and the music they make will be enriched by having people from different colors and races and religions and genders and everything on stage with each other making this beautiful music.
Well, let's just listen to a little of the power of classical music. You've also performed probably one of the most beautiful pieces for clarinet ever written. Copland's piece for clarinet and strings orchestra. Here you are with the New York Philharmonic. Thank you.
Yes, I fell in love with the clarinet because it sang to me. You know, it had this sound of lamentation, sweetness. It can sound jazzy and lively. It can also sound remorseful and sorrowful. It can go deep, like the human voice, I think, into the spirit, inside the heart. Hmm.
Anthony McGill, principal clarinetist for the New York Philharmonic, his rendition of America the Beautiful in his living room. We'll link you at hereandnow.org. And I'm sure, Anthony, you're urging people, hey, dust off that clarinet. See what you got.
I'd love it. We'd love you to join us. Take two knees.
Anthony, thank you.
Thank you.
For all the videos, to see 75 students take two knees, go to hereandnow.org.